got the clap.
Oh, gosh. What's up, everybody? Whoa. Oh, my gosh. That was like a nightmare on the airplane when the guy's like, shh. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Tell Mom, the podcast.
Hey, y'all. What's up? What's going on? How was y'all's week? It's good to see you all again, or have you all out there in podcast land listening to us. So I'm Brittany, and this is my brother Cullen, and this is our podcast. It's called Don't Tell Mom. Woo! I'm sure you know that already, but we're really excited to be here. We're telling crazy stories from our childhood and then mixing it up, probably talking about a little bit of
some tweets. I've gotten some good tweets I actually need to read, some good stories. Like, it's crazy. This lady called her sister or texted her sister about a Don't Tell Mom story, and then blah, and they're 37.
What? That's awesome. Tell Mom stories. We've been listening to them and reading them, and it's just been awesome to hear from y'all. So y'all keep them coming. Keep sending us in your stories via the voice thing.
Colin? Oh, yeah, the in-app thing. Oh, I think that's another tweet somebody said. They're going to send me a voice app, so let me check that real quick.
Right, yes, let's check, see if we got one on there. What's up, y'all? Hope everybody's having a good week. So last time we talked about a little bit about our fake IDs. We were telling stories about Don't Tell Dad stories last week, which was fun. So if y'all haven't checked out that one, y'all go check out episode, five? This one is six.
Six. Like 3 plus 3.
That means we've been doing this like a month and a half already, because we're doing it every month.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, every week. So
it gets better every time, folks.
I know. Just, this is so much
wait.
Fun. Like,
just
I love
wait.
This.
You just wait.
Wait. We have so many cool things coming up, so many things in the works. But tonight, the topic that we decided to talk about was
the new camera.
No, that wasn't it.
Sorry, if you were watching us on the video portion of this on YouTube, the Don't Tell Mom podcast on YouTube, just search it, Don't Tell Mom.
Yeah,
my chair's doing that magical sink thing. This is what happens. The hydraulics are
sinking.
Gone. Oh, my God. Again, if you're watching on video, you just saw this happen. Like a ghost just made me go down five floors.
I'm telling you, every time I come in here, my chair is lower than I left it. And I'm always wondering what's going on. So you have ghosts in your house, I'm sure.
Oh, I know.
Y'all have talked about this before. Like, y'all seriously have some ghosts.
YouTube.com/Cullen and Katie. If you're all watching on YouTube, hey, what's up? We have a new camera over here. The angle is a little different just here and there when, you know, for that visual effect.
And when you want to go something like dun dun dun.
Whoa, almost just knocked everything over.
Okay. Well,
oh my gosh.
For those of y'all that are just listening and just do the podcast thing, you can't see any of that. So we'll get back to the topic of the day, which is fake IDs.
Nuts. Dang it, she beat me.
I knew it. Colin got me so many times with the, hey, you want Mickey D's or Captain D's? Captain D's. He'd be like, Captain D's nuts.
It took a split second longer just to contemplate the response that would get from me on the podcast or the visual. And so I was like, I'm going to look like an asshole if I say this out loud.
And then
she said it before me. She got me by a split second. I played. It was like poker.
No, we can't help it.
My gosh.
So great minds think alike. That's all I got to say. But so fake IDs. We had them. I don't know about y'all, but we had them. Man. And I was glad I did have them.
There was like a time in my life where I felt like it was like a black market underground ring. It was like insane how it like swept the high school and middle school nation, or middle school.
Yeah, I mean, it did, maybe.
To buy beer, then you're just an idiot.
Dwacked out. we had to get fake IDs. There was like somebody that could make them. And Colin, have you ever stopped to think about like all the things that we could have gotten away with when we were younger? Because like there was like banks that didn't have cameras on them. And like, you know what I mean? You were watching one of those older movies and you're like, God, if only I had been a bank robber in the 70s when everybody just trusted everybody. Like I would go in and just... I mean, I'd be so rich, like...
Y'all, we got into this Forensic Files...
That's criminal mindset.
This Forensic Files series this weekend when we're in Seattle. YouTube.com/Cullen and Katie. But so we were in Seattle and we got on this Forensic Files thing. And the only... The evidence that this thing had, that these guys had, was video evidence of the killer.
Right.
You know, he walked into a convenience store, shot somebody, blah, blah, blah. You know the story. And they were trying to, like, put the, you know, figure out who it was because he was a little bit, the camera quality was so bad that he couldn't, you know,
yeah,
figure
couldn't
it out.
See him.
So
yeah.
They were trying to use DNA and they were trying to say it was set up by the son, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that the camera quality was so bad, and that was the one
they
thing.
Couldn't
they
couldn't catch the killer.
They couldn't catch the killer just because of cameras. So you think, you know, cameras will make you, you know, safe and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if you don't get the good picture.
Well, I mean, nowadays it's like most of the time they got the good stuff. I mean, we're talking like back in the day, like back 20 years ago before it was all more advanced and stuff like that. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy that, like, the things. If we knew then what we know now, is all I'm saying.
And then you think about the future. Oh my God, that's a whole other podcast.
So, yeah, we'll get into that, I'm sure. Colin, you said Seattle. I totally forgot. How was your trip to Seattle? I didn't even see you.
It was glorious. It was insane. Yeah. Yeah, I literally just got back yesterday. We were at the water park all day today. And then we're knocking this out. Like, the grind don't stop, mugs. Like, you got to keep going, you know? It's just like, everything was good, though. It was like...
You didn't have kids, Colin.
I almost
you
went on a motivational kids. Speech right there, and then I just said, let me back up and just, you know, talk about the weekend. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no kids. Kids. No, it was kids. Just kind of a...
We had, like, all this stuff lined up for us previously, and then, like, enjoyed promoting... A good brand. So.
Right. That's what it's all about,
it's like
really.
Vacation, I mean, work, all tied into like what we do, the passion, you know, all that. It's just like, I was sitting there just editing overwhelmed, you know, just like, what is going on right now? A canoe and a sailboat and an airplane are all in the same GoPro shot.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm so excited for you that you got that opportunity to go out there and do that. I know Katie looked like she had a blast too, your wife. And your kids are awesome. I got to actually hang out with them while you were gone, so that was cool. Got a little Aunt B time in.
Yes.
So it's cool hanging out with them.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my gosh.
My mic was flipped upside down this whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how Sally got to town, walking upside on her hands upside down.
You were talking in your microphone backwards.
What the heck? I was like in a tunnel. Golly.
Oh, I can hear you so much better now. Hopefully all you podcasters can hear us better, too. So.
Hey, should we do our next podcast in ASMR? I think that's the four-letter word abbreviation.
What is it?
It's ASMR.
ASMR. Hang on. Let's think about what that can mean.
Auto stimulation. Meditating.
Wait. ASM what?
No. R. Wait. Oh, my God. Now you get me all confused.
Why are you whispering?
Because the ASMR community likes to hear everything like this.
Oh, really? That's a thing?
Oh, my God. There was one that I saw a tweet about where they do the whole ASMR in a bank robbery scenario.
What? When they're like, everybody put your...
Yes!
Yes, that's awesome! What?
So she goes, okay, here's the plan. I got Chico and Rodriguez, and we're about to go in there, and we're going to blow their mother heads off. Everybody down, ready? Okay, no more moves. And then the actual gunshots and stuff were like real life sounds.
Oh my
so it's like,
gosh.
Okay.
Nuts.
And then, you're just like,
I don't know if I
got
would
sucked
watch
into
that.
It though. It was
did
like,
you?
Yes, I was like what is like going on in my life right now in this hole on YouTube?
I could see how people would get into that because it's like you're in on the secret.
Oh my gosh. Like, no, it's just, I think it's really relaxing, and a lot of people, I think, use it strictly for like meditation, sleep, relaxation. You know,
there is actually a lot of people that do that, and I had no idea that there was so many people that have these things, these videos on YouTube that they watch. There's a friend of mine, she actually watches, she says it helps her go to sleep at night to watch someone pretend to put makeup on her face.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so like the ladies just, the ladies like got the foundation or the eyeshadow or whatever. And she's got like the little brush and she's putting it in the paint. And then she's coming to the camera and she's pretending like she's painting on your face.
Oh my gosh.
And she said she'll sit there
weird.
And close her eyes and get ready for bed and just close her eyes. And just, she can feel the brush strokes on her eyelids.
I mean, that's being one with yourself. It sounds like, you
know,
like,
I mean, I don't know. I'm just not that in tune with myself.
She has the 3D TV where one day this will all happen. Like, when do you think that will happen? Like, oh my God, that's a whole nother podcast. podcast. Write the, seriously. We got to write these ideas down. Like, I know, we could talk about so much crap on this podcast.
Well, that's crazy you said that, because today I actually watched a movie about artificial intelligence, and I am scared, people. I am scared to death right now, because I think it's happening. Yeah, like, I mean, they're already out there.
The opening doors with dogs or like robots, stuff you see from the Will Smith movies, you know? Like,
yeah,
what the heck? They're like pulling this thing, this dog machine robot thing that's got its latches on the, or, you know, its jaws on this door handle, ripping it apart, and they're pulling him back. They're running all these diagnostics on him and stuff, and like putting a, you know, a piece of wood in front of him.
Was this in a movie?
It was on a tweet, like a video. It's like the video of these things that are out there.
That is crazy.
It is insane.
I am scared for my life. Well, we'll get onto a conspiracy. Well, listen, this is what we're going to do. Like, we're going to do a podcast just about conspiracy.
Oh my gosh. I don't think Brittany's watched the Shane Dawson Hole on YouTube.
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. You can't even talk about conspiracy theories.
I mean, I think that I have to.
You have to watch him before you can even talk about conspiracy. Oh my God. I was going to show you this stuff last week, and then we got sidetracked like we are right now.
Yeah, we are sidetracked right now. I was about to say, let's reel it back in. Yeah. We have such a hard time. We're both so ADD. But listen, we are seriously going to do a whole episode about conspiracy theories. So if y'all know some good ones, please send them in too on your little voice messages.
And if they have any, on your voice messages. Yeah. And if they have anything to do with moms, that would be even better.
That's one of those. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Right? It's one of those moments. So. But one of the things that I did want to talk about was, oh my gosh, I just broke it.
No, I broke it earlier too. Oh, okay. They just popped back in.
Okay, thank God. So we actually got yesterday the coolest present ever.
Oh my gosh. I was texting Brittany at like midnight, like geeking out. Yeah, like, what out is this these. Package in my kitchen? This is insane.
I don't know if y'all can see this in the shot, but it's like, it's Ninja Turtle action figures from like 1988, 1990, 1991, like crazy old school, real live collector edition Ninja Turtles that are stinking awesome, and I love them.
Like, when I would go shopping, like even this past birthday for Brooks, I was like, I'm gonna get him some actual like nice Ninja Turtle action figures that mm-hmm. I grew up with, that are, I know the quality, I know the brand, I know
the
make,
good
the model.
The good stuff.
Yeah, and that he can actually like hold on to for a good while, and you know, all that kind of stuff, and couldn't find anything like this. And that's why I was geeking out, because I was like, this is exactly what I was just looking
for.
It's just
crazy how things in life just kind of fall into place like that. Like, you're looking for this Ninja Turtle action figure and you can't find it anywhere. And then next thing you know, we get a package from one of our listeners who is awesome. Her name is Aubrey. I don't want to say your last name. But she works, I guess, at a toy making company.
Playmates.
Yeah, that's
Playmates
it. Playmate Toys. So, Playmate Toys. I mean, she sent us this awesome, like, this awesome.
Like
little,
a gift box. Like, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube,
awesome,
I'm about to
all
just.
All these awesome Ninja Turtles. Like, this is Raphael, right?
Yes.
And then we got Donatella's. We got some of the crazy little, like, enemies, you know, the bad guys and all that stuff. We got like so many cool things, and
if you're watching on YouTube, I'm just gonna kind of hold it up
on the new camera
in front of Brittany. I'm just gonna kind of place the items as we're talking.
Yeah, so you can see it.
It is insane, the stuff. I just want you to see this.
Yeah, we were
tripping
out.
Thank you so much, Playmate Toys.
Yes, thank you so much, Aubrey. That was awesome of you to send us this stuff. And she, what happened? She had messaged me on Instagram, I think it was, or something, and she said, you know, I noticed that y'all had the Ninja Turtle poster in the background of our set, and I just wanted to send you some cool toys I think y'all would like. This was so cool. Like, what an awesome, thoughtful thing to do. And Aubrey, you're the shit. We love you.
I concur.
So we wanted to give you a little shout out and show you guys these awesome little action figures if you're watching. And if you're listening, just say hey. That's awesome.
I need to check them out and see if they've got Twitter. Let's see. I need to look at all their social media. His size go back. The little weapons go in this back little pocket, too.
Right? It's like old school. Shell. They just don't make toys like
this.
They do not make
toys like this. But, this is insane.
Yeah, so that was awesome. We were really excited to get that yesterday. And thank you. Now, today, we were talking about what our topic was going to be. And we were decided that we were going to talk about fake IDs, and I actually have a story about my fake ID. So I got a lot. I think it was last week I was telling you about Dad following me an hour out to see.
Oh my gosh!
Out to, like, because he was trying to catch me in a lie, which I said I was going to lie. I ended up going skydiving. Well, the reason I was able to go skydiving was because a friend of mine had given me an ID that he had that was some other girl's. So she was older than me. So she was 18 when I was 15. So then when I was 16, she was 19. So in other words, I was 19 because I just kept this girl's ID. I literally used this fake ID, this idea. It wasn't a fake. It was somebody else's. Her name was Melissa. I'm not going to say her last name because she's listening. And she's like, you. I don't think I ever got like a ticket in her name or anything like that. But
wait, you really know she's listening or do you think she's listening?
She might be. I mean, you never know, Colin.
Hey, Melissa. Small world. What's up? Like,
I can't say her last name. It is very. I'll tell you this. It's a very unique last name, and it was hard. Like, I don't even know if I pronounced it right all those years, but I owned it, girl. I was telling folks my name was Melissa da-da-da, and this was my birth date. I had that ish memorized. Believe that. So, I actually used hers when I was 19 to get cigarettes because yes, I was a dirty, filthy smoker, which I'm proud to say I'm not anymore.
Yay!
Thanks to the Alan Carr Easy Way to Quit Smoking. If y'all are smokers and you want to quit smoking, go read that book. I'm telling you, it is a lifesaver.
Yay!
Yes, thank you. Thank you, me. So back then, though, when I was a punk little kid, I wanted to smoke all the cigarettes. And so I had a fake ID, and I was able to do that. And I was able to, like, buy cigarettes. I was a hustler, baby. I was buying cigarettes, selling them to my friends for $10 a pack. So...
I just want to side note on this.
So wrong.
Not only did they send Ninja Turtle stuff, but they also sent like Voltron stuff, and then a little sticky note that said for Miss Gaines to try out.
Oh.
And then some stuff for Gaines, like this.
It's like girly
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know what it has seen on YouTube. We need to check your channel
sweet.
Out.
Sweet, yes.
Kurobe.
Like, oh, that's her Instagram and her.
It looks like
it's
like
Kuroba World.
Rock paper scissors with a twist.
That is freaking awesome.
Oh, we could use these to, like, do stuff.
I know.
What is this? Oh, my God. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much, Playmates.
We'll have to pull those out and play with them in a little while. But, yeah, so anyway, that was my ID. I didn't actually get, like, a fake one made. It wasn't, you know, some underground thing going on where they're making fake IDs and passports so you can get out of the country quick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, wait a minute. So, you just recycled somebody's ID.
Yeah. She lost it. Losers, weepers, finders,
but it
keepers.
Was still, the expiration was still okay?
Yeah, the expiration was good because, you know, it's like 5 years or something. Anyway, I used it up until the point where I was 21 years old. And here's the thing. Okay, Colin, let me tell you the trick. And for the kids out there listening that have fake ID, don't listen to this. Because this will work, I assure you. But this is what we used to do, okay? We used to go in.
It still works this many years later.
We used to go in with our fake IDs, and we would hand it to them. And as we're handing it to the guy, we would sit there and talk him up and make sure that we were memorable, right? So he's distracted because we're talking to him, and we're just being super friendly and just talking about something or asking directions or whatever the case may be. But we made sure that they remembered our real faces.
This has a lot of forensic files psychology behind it. Like,
I'm telling
this
you,
is crazy.
I was a smart kid. This is
like psychology.
I was the smartest one out of all of us, Colin.
What?
You,
dun, dun, dun.
So, I would use it. And so this is what you do, right? So you go in, you make a big impression the first time you use it.
What?
Then the next time you go in, they remember you from the last time, and they remember that you bought booze and cigarettes the last time you were in there. And so you just walk in there like you own the place, and you act like, hey, you remember me. You even call them by their name. That's what really gets them.
See you later, Roy.
Yeah. I got this one guy. I'm not going to say his name. We'll call him Bob, though, right? He worked at the gas station down the street. And to this day, we are still homies. Like, we still knuckle pound it when I walk in.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we should have another podcast.
Because he's been selling me alcohol since I was 17.
Maybe we should have another podcast about, like, gas station...
Heists.
Like gas station buddies, like something like that, because I've had a couple of relationships with gas station
clerks. That sounds naughty. Okay.
Like it was interesting, like behind the mirrored glass stuff and
The stories, like, from gas station clerks, let me tell y'all. Okay, I have
here,
a friend that does this, and she actually works at a gas station for a living, and she has the craziest stories, like the people that'll come in there and for Slurpees and, you know, the things they'll try to steal and stuff like that. It's crazy. But anyway, so yeah, that's what you do. You make a big first impression, then they remember your face, and they remember that they served you last time. So if they've done it once, they're going to do it again, right? Here's the crazy thing about mine. So I actually called my sister. I called Annie earlier today, and I asked her, hey, did you have fake ID? I can't remember. And Annie said, no, I just had a older, wiser air about me. I didn't need one. I was like, oh, okay, 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 okay. I don't think she really did. I think she might have used mine a few times, but she would walk. This is what happened. She would walk in with me, and everybody already knew me because I was the life of the party. So they were like, "We'll give her one too," I guess.
Oh my gosh!
But we are talking about
Annie needs to come on this podcast to redeem.
But she's gonna hate me.
Yeah, like
redeem herself. Exactly.
Respond. Like we need a.
I told her we might call her today. Sister. I don't know.
Get mom as in a referee over here.
God, I have a family feud for real though. But it was fun because we were talking. We were laughing in the car. I was on my way over here. I said, "What did you do? What did you do with a fake ID?" She was like, first of all, I was the good one, so I didn't need one. And second of all, if I did need one or wanted one, I just had an air about me, and people thought I was older." Blah blah blah. So okay, well, you know, that's fine. But I had a fake. So I went to this bar, and we used to go to this bar all the time. I was like 19, 20. And those, like, 18, 19, 20, I was using my fake ID, which is still the same girl, and now she's older, right? And I did the same trick. I used it the first time, make a big impression, bought rounds for everybody in the bar, whatever it was, that I made an impression that they knew they had served me before the next time I went in there. So they didn't even card me.
Right.
So I spend 3 years at this bar, going there every weekend. You know, I'm a regular now. And then it comes around where it's my 21st birthday. Where do I want to go? I want to go to my local bar that I go to all the time. I'm literally telling everybody, like, y'all, we're going to pretend I'm 25 or whatever it was. And, of course, once you get drinking and you're drunk at this point, you don't remember. And you're like, woo, I'm 21. And you're, like, throwing your fake ID. I don't need this shit anymore, you know.
You're wearing the boa that has 21.
Yeah, you got the, like, dollars on your shirt.
You got, like, 9 out of 21 shots empty hanging off your neck.
Exactly. We did it up. So, and then the bartenders and the managers that have all known me as Melissa for years and years.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
My name's really Brittany. I'm sorry. But you can serve me now.
Okay, so this is are you done with your story? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
that's pretty much it.
This is what's interesting about this whole conversation, because we're talking about fake IDs. Like,
yeah, this is a fake. This girl didn't even look like me, yo.
No, but see, what I'm thinking is you and Annie didn't really have fake IDs.
No. I had a real ID.
Y'all had, like,
recycled.
God, this is so.
You, like, paid a guy that paid a guy.
This is so interesting to me because
you're like McLovin.
You did it in a total different way and still call it a fake ID.
Yeah,
like, that's so interesting because I literally
it was fake. It wasn't me.
But it wasn't
fake. Site faked you.
It wasn't like a fake one, like with your
it was
with
a real
your name on
Alabama
it,
United
and
States
and your face on it, but with a different state, different social security number,
no
different hologram.
No, it was somebody else entirely.
See, that's where I'm, like, thinking, like, a fake ID. Like, I literally had a fake ID. You had a recycled ID.
Yeah, and the only reason I even had it was so I could use it to go skydiving, because I didn't think my parents would sign for me to go skydiving.
Oh, that's so interesting.
15 years old.
It's still a fake ID at the end of the day.
I got my tattoo at 16 with that fake ID. Me and that fake ID, my recycled ID. We have been through it, okay? We have done a lot of things together. Thank you, Melissa.
So, I think, okay, in the Cullen versus Brittany battle, I take this episode. Like,
what?
Because I literally had a fake ID. You have a recycled ID that you used as a
Cullen
fake.
Cullen had a piece of paper he printed off and got his buddy to draw on.
My story is going to trump yours. So,
all right, well, tell
me. Y'all tell us in the
comments.
I
don't even know.
Whose story is better on this? Because I think this is a real fake ID, like, story.
Okay.
Okay, so
tell me about it. Well, did it get you booze and cigarettes underage?
Yes,
were you able to get
yes.
in the club?
So I agree. Like, at the end of the day, a fake ID is a fake ID.
Okay, then that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I need to check the SD cards one time.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Here, tell your story. I'll go check it.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so I knew a guy that knew a guy. Okay, Brittany already said all that. But no, I walked into his apartment, and he had gone. And just, I would stop them and restart them just to be safe on the, you know, I think they cut off after 30 minutes or something.
Okay.
Just hit the little red dot on the back and then hit it again.
Okay, I got it.
And then on that one. Okay. But he knew a guy that knew a guy for $60. You could walk into this dude's apartment, stand in front of a blue sheet hanging on a backdrop or, like, on a wall, and had this printer that I think he got from Sam's. Bought some plastic, you know, cards that I think he got from Sam's.
Okay. Wait, I mean, how do you...
And get that one, too. and was running this business, an LLC. Not really. No, not no. This was all cash money under the table, like dollar bills, y'all.
Okay.
For 60 a pop for 5 seconds of work, literally.
I mean, what did he do? He just printed them off. Like, this is before Alabama and the government had like these seals on them where it was like hologrammed and all that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, you literally get to this guy's apartment, you walk in, there was a line. As soon as you open the door, like
Colin, I had no idea you were so gangster.
I did
on the
not,
black market.
I didn't even know I was this gangster until like I walked in and it all hit me. And I'm like, whoa, this could be like swatted any minute. Like,
we could get the SWAT team in like, here.
This
were
is,
you scared?
This is, I was so scared. SWAT? They had, you know, the rap music playing, you know, like the just like we're in here running this business straight out of this apartment. But like,
dude,
after
they were
a while,
making bank too. How much you pay for that?
$60.
$60.
And if you
okay.
and if you got it taken, because you know some bartenders,
you're out of luck.
They would just take it, but he had like some like half price policy if it got taken within the first month or something.
Oh, because so he's like guaranteeing his work.
Like, so right. It's like you just, you know, you pay 30. If you lose your first one, you're not going to get in trouble. You know, just like this is fake, and then they keep it. You know,
right.
So you go back to him like if it's in the first month or whatever. Like he was literally running this legit business making
these black market underground. Colin's in the.
He paid $400 I think for this machine, and then you know the plastic cards are like whatever for a value pack.
Wait, how much did he pay for the machine that pre-printed?
I think like $400 or something.
That's it.
Yeah,
and he was charging $60 a piece, and there was lines.
But so
lines,
no, listen. Yeah, you walk in there, and he says, "What do you want your name to be? What state do you want to be from? What do you want your social security number to be?"
Oh yeah,
he typed it all up, and then
JT got one.
Yeah.
I remember from the same guy.
Shh.
Oh, sorry, JT.
Yeah, it like spread like wildfire, and you literally, and he had it hologrammed, and it was the most legit on the market.
Right, it was top dollar.
I don't even know.
Quality.
I think Mom actually eventually found that I had a fake ID, but I mean, it was my picture. Like,
oh yeah,
you
Mom
know,
found mine too.
Like, how can you go wrong with something that's on your, you know, that's your face with everything? The only thing that happened was I would get quizzed. You know, like, when's your birthday?
Yeah, what?
And I'm like, oh.
Because you look so young. Like, you, Colin, I don't know if anybody's ever seen a picture of Colin when he was a teenager, but he had like this like brown hair with blonde tips, and like he just looked so high school. High school preppy boy. Like, they were probably like, what's your name again?
I had like the puka shell necklace.
Yeah, the puka shell necklace, and you were
pretty flat fur.
You had Go Bucks like shirt on, you know, like a high school shirt on, and you were trying to get in the bar. But
it was just crazy because it didn't even happen during high school. It was after high school for me. So it was kind of I felt like I was still, you know,
like
enough looking.
Right? You're trying to be an adult, and like,
it was just like those last, you know, 2 years, you're just like, oh man, I've just got two. It's like senioritis.
You're sick of having the X's on your hands.
Yeah. It's like senioritis.
You remember senior frogs?
Oh my gosh.
That was our dance party when we were
you
in high
school.
You
find the clubs that like, you know, are cheating the system a little bit just to make more money.
Just letting folks in.
To make more money. And then, like, they get busted or, you know, I don't know.
You move on to the next one.
Yeah,
that's
so
what you do.
It was just always like that.
That's crazy, Colin. I don't think I ever knew that story. But what I do remember, though, you said something about Mom taking them up. This is what I think happened. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember her taking mine away from me. And I said, and I was so pissed because they found my ID, and I think maybe they found yours too or something. I don't know, I knew that she took mine, and I was so pissed. But then later on, you remember we found her hiding spot with all of our paraphernalia from our bad things, and we were like, oh my gosh, we found it. So we stole literally stole it back from her hiding spot that she thought was so good that we would never find that she didn't even check it regularly.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
I bet there's still stuff in that hiding spot right now from when we're high school that we were like, meh, we don't even need this anymore. She can keep that. Just to make it look full.
I think it was kind of like one of those.
But
like,
I found it. I got that bitch back.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it was one of those, like, I give up. Like, I've had it for this many months or years. Like, just, okay. Like,
whatever. Everybody knows me anyway. Because I've already made an impression. I'm telling y'all, I had this thing figured out.
That's crazy, the psychological, like, mentality that we both have.
And we were so grown, Colin.
It's like Dad teaching us chess
grown.
As a young age. Like, we're always thinking, like, I can really have a good feel on a person in the first like 30 seconds, 10 seconds, like just seeing their eyes and their mouth, like picking up on these little like quick visuals.
Right?
Like it's really weird. And I have a photographic memory too. So it's like,
it's crazy. Cause I remember you and Cullen, this might be telling people too much, but let me tell y'all something. Cullen, he was like, seriously, he amazed me. I would watch him in awe. Sometimes we would go into a gas station and y'all remember that we are punk little teenage kids. We're like 16, like he just got his license, 16, 15, and we're bad little kids, right? So we think that it's a, Cullen thought that it was okay to go in, and he just thought he was so smooth. Cullen was a very cocky 16-year-old, okay? He'd be driving. He wouldn't even turn the car until you hit his hand. Like, you'd think we were about to run off a cliff. I mean, he was just always doing crazy stuff.
That was, like, that was my famous hit it.
Yeah, we'd have the windows down, and he would see his buddy coming and, like, come in the opposite direction.
God.
He'd be like, Brittany, hold the wheel. I'd hold the wheel, and he would jump his half of his body out in front of the other car that was oncoming. That was his buddy. Just to try to like be crazy, like, Cullen. Right?
It was like in slow motion. Sometimes my toes would like hook the.
And like
the,
you're about to fall out
under the steering wheel, and I'm like, whoa, God, he went a little too aggressive on that job.
Cullen was nuts, y'all. He was a wild man. But one of the things that I remember, and I would watch him in awe, was in the gas station. He would sit there and be talking to a dude, and he would take sunglasses and he would put them on his head. He'd take some chapstick, put it in his pocket. He would take a piece of gum, put it in his mouth. All while sitting there talking to the gas station clerk, and the gas station clerk had no idea. He was none the wiser. He had no idea that Cullen had just literally shoplifted sunglasses, a piece of gum, and chapstick.
And then I would go back and pay for it all, I promise.
Yeah, he did. So he's already...
It was like, look, dude, you got to be more aware of your surroundings. I was trying to be like motivational at a young age, you know? Like,
yeah.
Help me help you.
I don't know if, you know, I mean, you got to feel bad about some things that you did when you were
I
younger.
I
think
it.
That, you know, taking a little back from the gas station company, I don't really think that's a big one. You know what I mean? They rob us every day.
I remember, like, just saying the obvious is not obvious. Like,
the obvious isn't obvious. Cullen would say that, but I would watch him in awe and be like, how did you just walk out of there with the cash register money with that? And he's smiling, waving at you. You know what I mean? Like, Cullen would literally just get away with murder because he just smiled.
I would,
and
like,
to
pick
you.
Up a candy bar and just, like, start eating it in line. And
literally, just start eating it. He'd finish it, and he'd be like, hey, man, you got a trash can back there? And hand him the wrapper. And he would throw it away, and Cullen would just leave. Like, he just had him a snack. He buys a 30-cent, you know, piece of gum.
It's like the obvious is not obvious. Like, the dude just doesn't think about it, you know? It's like, okay, sure, yeah.
You were a criminal, okay? You were a daggum criminal, a hoodlum, a heathen, whatever you want to call you.
Gosh.
You were bad.
Okay.
You said I was bad. You were bad.
I've got another fake ID story that's kind of in conjunction with all that.
Okay.
When I used to do cheerleading, and the gym was where we all hung out. And we, after a time, you know, we own every place we walked in with our presence.
Right, Colin just walking in.
We like, just walk in and be like, hey, I need to use this room for like 10 minutes, can I please? And then we'd be there for a couple hours, and like if there's any problems, we'd get, you know, it was just kind of like just trying to work and do what I can to get what I wanted to do done, even if it wasn't legal or
possible. Yeah, you're such a bad kid.
I'm just like, oh, I got a good room we can go to. But so we propped this door open at night,
okay,
knowing it wasn't going to get shut, and used our fake IDs at this little pick-a-pack gas station. Knowing that this guy was notorious for selling to underage.
I know the guy. My
yeah.
friend used to flash her boobs to get cigarettes for free.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
guy.
It started with cigarettes.
You know that guy? Okay.
Yeah, so I go in there one night after we we leave the door propped open because our whole idea this whole time was to, how fun would it be to get drunk as hell and come in here and jump on trampolines? Because it was a gymnastics place when I was doing cheerleading.
Oh, yeah, cheerleading.
You know, at that age, it's like, oh, my God.
So you go to the pick-a-pack, you get the booze, you got the stuff.
We got the stuff, and we're walking out the door, and this guy over in the corner is just, like, standing next to the payphone, like, talking on the phone. And so I just get in Ron's truck, and we put it under a jacket, and we start to pull out and back up. And we take off. We're headed to the gym. Hell yeah. We hadn't opened anything up or anything, obviously.
Yeah. GTL.
We're just going to go sit in the foam pit and drink and then get up and go swing on some bars.
Okay.
And so everything was going good. We were on the way, you know. Yeah, we had that music jammed up, windows down, and then all of a sudden, lights behind us.
No.
Two blocks after, out of the gas station. And we were just like, heart drops, you know, like, what? It's just to go.
Oh, no, we are effed.
Okay. So we just like, okay, play it cool, play it cool, play it cool, you know. This is me and my buddy. And so he's like, hey guys, y'all in a hurry to get anywhere tonight? Or, you know, he just did the generic questions and then ended up asking for the ID. And whoops,
out comes
two.
No.
It like fumbled out of the wallet, you know.
No. And it's just like, blah, 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 blah. He saw that.
Oh my God, it's like something like out of a movie. You're like, no. Boom, that's done. So like everything's done. So they confiscate our IDs, and then we like have to go down and, you know, dang, get everything checked in and all that and checked out. And
yeah, luckily I was underage.
I was underage. Yeah. So
luckily, yeah. But mom and dad,
golly,
did they have to come get you?
You know what? In hindsight, me and my
did I come bail you?
One of you did. Yeah, I think
I
so.
I did that.
They actually were very cordial and nice about not towing our vehicle, and you know that's when you came.
And picked up your car, and I didn't know how to drive a stick shift, and I had to drive that dish home, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I think I'd been drinking too, and I was like, Colin,
that saved our whole. Because if the car was impounded,
out.
Me and my boy can avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off of vacation to get me.
Oh my
I'd rather
God.
Be in jail than to have I'm my so like literally if yeah. my car had been impounded, or
you,
my
the
buddy,
whole thing would have been
my
blind.
Buddy, my then, buddy's car would have been impounded.
You weren't even scared of the cops. You were scared of mama.
I was worried about mom finding out that we had to go get the car, you know, and that would have been a whole process, blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so
I saved the day.
I don't think mom ever knew about that. Like, hey. I don't think she knows about that until just now.
Oh God. Sorry, mom.
Sorry, mom. Don't tell mom. This is what the podcast is about. It just happens. But that was just one of those crazy fake ID stories. I don't think I ever got another fake
Dang,
ID.
Dang, so he took it and that was it. There goes $60 gone.
Out, like,
thanks
literally
for the memories.
The day after I got a new one too. Because my other one got
taken.
It went at a club. Like going to the clubs was one of the things. And they would just take it and turn you away. They didn't you know.
Yeah, so you're just out.
You're just out $60. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Well, dang, Colin. Then he just waited for the 21st and then wild out. That's all right. Well, thank you so much for telling us about your, you know, fake ID story. And hope you liked mine. And what are y'all's fake ID stories? I know you've got some. Y'all aren't all angels. We know. You listeners, you podcasting listeners.
I kind of like the idea of like having a story competition. Whose is like really the best, you know? Because our stories are so similar. But different, but like,
Colin, I mean,
there's a line there that's so crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I win at everything. I'm number one. Okay?
That's why I want the competition.
Right? We are competitive. We'll think of something cool for next week, and we'll try to make it into a competition and get everybody involved. But to involve yourself right now, go to our podcast. Go to Don't Tell Mom Podcast. We're on Anchor. We're on iTunes. We're on Google. We are on everything. So y'all check us out and definitely leave a comment, leave a rating. We love the 5 stars. We love the likes on YouTube. We're trying to get out there so more people can hear about us. So y'all spread the word, okay?
Slap those 5 stars on there. Or like, what should I say? Like, whip those 5 stars on there.
we say don't tell mom, but y'all can tell your mom about our podcast. She can listen to it. It's fine. But
thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on YouTube.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube. And we'll see you next week, right?
That sounds good. What are we going to talk about next week? We got so many stories. And
ooh,
stuff.
Hey, if y'all got any ideas, though, for us, definitely leave those in the comments, too.
Yes,
okay?
Comments and in the anchor messages. Let's get that going.
Yes, we wouldn't be here without you guys. So thanks, y'all, for listening.
Thank you, yes.
And we'll see y'all next week
for Two Times Tuesday. Just got knocked over. Two Times Tuesday. Don't tell moms.
Don't tell mom. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.